Hello, everyone, and welcome to Building Equine Lesson Programs, the podcast. This podcast is designed for horseback riding instructors and lesson program owners and operators, where we discuss the tips, tricks, and strategies to running a top-tier lesson program. Before we get started, make sure to check out the exclusive members-only version of the podcast and the administrative guide to lesson programs called How to Build Your Dream Equine Lesson Program, available on Amazon. I'm your host, Brittany Chambers. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. In today's episode, we will be talking about the five admin processes that your program should have. Your administrative setup is so crucial to your program because you want to make sure that you can keep track of everything in the best way possible that makes it the easiest for you, so that way you can focus on running your program. So if you have all of your administration set up, and I promise you it's not super difficult, you just have to get it going, and then it kind of runs and automates itself. So if you have a solid administrative process grouped with your solid policies, you will be set to go. Okay, so let's jump in. The first administrative process that you want to have is a complete enrollment process. This is important because when it comes to client referrals, or several reasons why it's important, but one of the main ones is when it comes to client referrals, they are going to say, hey, I go to this wonderful program, you should apply or you should contact them. And they're going to say, oh, really? Well, how do I get in? And your clients, they could say, well, go to their website and make sure that you apply. And then when you apply, you know, you'll put in all your stuff and then you'll get an email. And once you get the email, you know, you can work out your days and your times that you want to ride, and then you'll get accepted. So just have, a super solid enrollment process. And within that process, make sure you add a screening process. How nice would it be, if you don't do this already, to have all of your clients' information right on their initial point of contact, and you know exactly which horse they should ride and which instructor they should be with, or, you know, what time of day. You have every single thing you need to make a decision on whether you can accept them right then and there or not into your program. That is what you want to have in your enrollment process. It makes things so much easier, because if not, you're going to have someone say, hey, do you have any availability for me to ride? And then you're going to go, when are you available? And then that could become a whole conversation. Then you're going to say, well, how old is the rider? Oh, well, this rider is this old. Well, do they have any horse experience? So you see how much conversation that can cause versus just having all of the information right up front, right? So try to create a process where you can get all of that up front. So by the time you respond to that client, you're going to either say, yes, I have a spot for you, or no, I don't have a spot for you. Because sometimes they will get lost in the communication and you can lose that client. So basically, when you respond back to them upon the initial contact, you want to have a yes or no answer. All right. Number two, your booking process and your procedures. Make sure that you know, or that your clients know, how to continue booking with you. So you may say that, hey, by this day of each month, you have to let me know that you are riding with me next month by doing XYZ. I know in my program, we will say we will continue to book you monthly. Any of the dates that you can't show up, you respond directly to that booking confirmation email and say, hey, we cannot, we can't ride. And then we just take you off for that day if you're going out of town or, you know, something like that. But you want to make sure that you have all of that information up front for the upcoming month so you can plan. If that client is going on vacation for 2 weeks, cool, you already know the month prior, you could book into one-time lessons in that spot, you know, or you can change your day around so you can actually go home early and have some free time and relax. You can school those horses that you want. You can give somebody that extra lesson that they want since they want two lessons a week. But just make sure that you have a solid booking process that runs smooth, so you always know your schedule a month to 2 months
ahead. And that way you can plan accordingly. Because there might be a month where you notice, ooh, a lot of people are out of town. And that kind of happens during the summer months or the, you know, the holiday months, November through January. You might have to plan that summer camp or fundraising events. But if you have all that information up front, you'll be able to plan accordingly. Number three, have a solid payment and invoicing process. Make sure your clients know where to pay and when to pay by. So if they're paying by card, you know, if they're paying online, you can essentially charge them whenever, but make sure you have a payment due date and they know, hey, if you don't pay by this date, either you're off my roster or you're going to get a late fee. And then after the late fee isn't paid for a certain amount of days, then you're going to be taken off my roster. But the one thing that you also have to consider when making your payment policy is going back to your booking procedures, right? So you can't invoice if you don't know when they are going to be there. So make sure that you have your booking process done first, and then you can invoice, and then you can get paid accordingly, right? So it's, and there's so many different ways that you can work it, because I know different programs are set up. But one of the smoothest ways is just imagine if you could look at your schedule a month or two ahead and say, okay, this client is invoiced for this much, or this client is invoiced for that much. And the main reason why I say get your bookings before you invoice is so that you don't have to refund any lessons or add on any credits or schedules. And what I mean by that is, what if you charge your client for 1 month and they're going to be gone 1 week of that month? And they pay it, you're going to have to owe them that amount of money. So you want to stay away from having to owe clients money or owe them time. It's best to just get paid the flat, and you can, you know, the flat fee, or you, you know, and you could find a makeup time for them for sure. But just be mindful about overcharging if clients are going to be gone. And I really hope that makes sense, that you don't want to be in the hole. You don't want to just collect money, collect money, collect money. And then the client says, well, you know, we were gone for three lessons, and next thing you know, you owe them $200 or something, or you have to pay for a makeup. This can get tough if you don't have many spots in your program, you know, for reschedules and makeups, or if your horse's load is already maxed out. So I highly suggest making it to a way where you get all of the times where they will be coming for their lesson. And then once you have those times, you calculate it, and that is what you charge them, the exact amount, because it will also reduce the amount of headache and stress you get of having to go and adjust all your invoices if that's how you send them. Okay, just a little bit more accuracy and a little less headache, but it also leaves less room for error when it comes to client payments. Okay, number four, have a solid communication method. So my personal clients, we always say, check your email. You will get an email, and it is from our, you know, our academy's email, that they know if they see this email, and then it's something important. And when we first tell them, say, hey, any information that's given out from the academy or any updates, you will get an email from this email. And if they come and say, oh, I didn't get it, we will say, go to your spam folder and mark it safe. But everybody in our program knows if we need to get information out to you, check your email. It will be in your email. The only time you'll get a text from us is if it's an emergency cancellation and one of the instructors are canceling a lesson. Other than that, check your email. So have your main form of communication method. That way everybody is on the same page and they know where to look. Don't mess with clients on Facebook and Instagram and texting. That is way too much. Have a central location for your communication. That was number four. Number five, client roster management. Create a roster. You could do it, you know, on a Word document. So something where you can look at your client's name, their age, their parent, their contact information, their days and times available, when they come, is it weekly, is it biweekly, the day that they come on, and any notes or payments or invoicing. So you can have your roster, but you definitely want to have one of those. So that way, when it comes time to book new clients and you get new inquiries, you want to be able to just pull up your master roster and say, hey, we have this day and time available, or we don't. So that is something that you are going to want to upkeep to ensure that you can keep the clients flowing, everybody organized. So real quick, I will go over the top five admin processes that you should have. The first one is a complete enrollment process. Number two is a booking process and procedures. Number three is payment and invoices. Number four, communication methods. And five is client roster management. Before I end this episode, I just want to remind you that I do have an administrative guide on Amazon for lesson programs called How to Build Your Dream Equine Lesson Program. It is a comprehensive step-by-step administrative guide on how to start a top-tier lesson program and keep it running. That is available on Amazon. There is also a special members-only section of the podcast that very closely mimics the guide. So if you have the guide, I highly suggest subscribing to the members only section and it will help you get through it. All right. Thank you everyone for tuning into this episode. Until next time. Thank you listeners for tuning in today. You can find full show notes listed under the episode. If you're enjoying this podcast, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and leave a review. Until next time.